A lot to talk about today, including we've got now updated numbers on the cyclosporiasis outbreak.
Oh, my God. Michigan's cyclosporiasis outbreak continues to grow. State health officials now reporting more than 7,000 cases. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says there have been 7,171 reported infections, an increase of more than 1,000 cases in just 2 days. More than 100 people have been hospitalized with symptoms, so updated numbers were not immediately available. Taylor Farms has issued a voluntary recall of iceberg lettuce products from Central Mexico over a possible connection to the outbreak, while the FDA says one lettuce sample tested was a false positive. A Michigan couple now suing Taco Bell and Taylor Farms, claiming lettuce served at a Duran location made them seriously ill. Health officials say tracing the source remains difficult because the cyclospora parasite does not leave behind genetic fingerprints, forcing investigators to rely heavily on patient interviews. You know,
where is this coming from?
I'm telling you, I mean, you know, you have one day, you have 1,000 cases and maybe another 1,000 cases. Then you have 500 cases. Okay, maybe it's plateaued, is going down. Now you got another 1,000 cases again. So it's still infecting people, man.
Of course it is. It's horrendous.
Good Lord.
Can vouch.
Oh, boy. The Gordie Howe International Bridge is complete, ready to open, but rising tensions between the United States and Canada are creating uncertainty over the official launch. The crossing was scheduled to open in June before the ceremony was abruptly canceled. Canadian officials say the bridge will open to traffic Monday, July 27th, but the White House has not provided the same level of confirmation. A spokesperson said President Trump secured a new deal for the bridge and remains focused on negotiating agreements benefiting American workers and businesses. Detroit Mayor Mary Sheffield says she remains hopeful the opening will move forward, calling the bridge a major economic engine for the region. Supply chain experts warn the continued uncertainty is making it harder for businesses that rely on cross-border trade to kind of plan the future. I just hope it opens on Monday. I know the pomp and circumstance, you know, I think Canada is going to do their own. U.S. may do their own little ribbon cutting or pomp and circumstance, but the bottom line is, can we get some traffic going back and forth on Monday?
Yes, agreed. Now, look, I think there's something to be said about giving everybody a moment in the sun for the work that they've done.
Sure, absolutely.
Here, you know, giving, you know, these workers that built this thing a representative there to recognize them for the work and the work of both the United States and the Canadian governments, the Michigan government, Ontario, all those things.
Yeah.
Right? At the end of the day, we want to see cars going across that.
That's it. And the businesses want it, too, so they can plan. They want to be able to plan.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Meanwhile, the House yesterday passed the Stop Insider Trading Act.
Well, you've been waiting for that one, haven't you, buddy?
Well, I'm gonna put a wet blanket over this here in just a second.
Okay.
It was a 232-198 vote, so a rare bipartisan action on Capitol Hill. It would prevent members of Congress, their spouses, and dependent children from purchasing new individual stock. And the argument here is that it's a necessary step to restore the public trust and reduce concerns that lawmakers are profiting from information that they gained through their official duties. Also, the bill included something else that was not initially part of this. And that was that Republicans attached voter ID requirements to this legislation requiring photo identification for federal elections, which they say those detractors would jeopardize access to voting.
Yeah.
Republicans say, no, of course you can still vote if you just present your ID. Mm-hmm. All's copacetic.
Yeah.
No problems here. Here's what I'll say about this, because this is something that I think is vitally important to this country. And I think it's vitally important, it for sure, for at least the public perception on lawmakers. The fact that they are able to buy and sell stock on a whim is absolutely crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
It is a major problem in politics. This is not like it was 40, 50, 60, 250 years ago where people wanted to serve their country or they wanted to serve their constituents. Now, of course, everybody had a power play to a certain degree.
Yeah, you played it when you had to play it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the information that they gather, like, oh, I'm on a military, a military subcommittee and we're approving a new, brand new deal for a subcontractor to build new weapons.
Right.
It's a $12 billion deal. Oh, well, I'm going to go home and buy $50,000 in stock in this company before the deal's announced.
Before we...
Yeah, that's craziness. Yeah.
No, that is.
And then sell it after the deal. No. It's crazy. I actually agree with a lot of the Democrats here that this bill doesn't go far enough. I think there's further that you can do here. But this is a nice first step.
Yeah, and it's going to get... You know, they're going to play with it a little bit.
I'm sure they'll find a workaround.
Yeah.
But this would... their spouses, and their children.
And their children. Yeah.
And their children. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if one of their grandbabies comes around and says, it's a step in the right direction.
Listen, you know, we're already dealing with cyclosporiasis. That's one thing to worry about. Now we got something else.
Okay, here. Of course we do.
Wayne County health officials are warning residents to take precautions after West Nile virus was detected in a mosquito for the first time this year. The positive sample was found through routine mosquito surveillance on Wednesday, making Wayne County one of six Michigan counties with confirmed infected mosquitoes. Statewide, 13 mosquito samples have tested positive for West Nile this year, but no human cases have been reported. Officials say the virus is spread through the bite of an infected mosquito, and most people show no symptoms, though some can develop fever, headache, body aches, and a rash. Health experts recommend using insect repellent and avoiding peak mosquito times around dawn and dusk, and eliminating standing water around homes to reduce those breeding areas.
Mm.
So, yeah, you know, if you got old tires, you know, or something with water inside the tire, move, get rid of those, you know. Old pool water that you haven't used, you know, the little, you know, pools that you buy at the store and you fill it up with the water hose and then you just kind of leave it without dumping it. You know, right. You don't want to do that because that will draw those mosquitoes quickly.
Yeah. Tigers win 5-1 at Wrigleyville yesterday. 48-54 on the year. Okay. Six games below .500. But, I mean, they're winning series. That's all you can ask for.
The trade deadline coming up, they got to say. they're hustling right now.
Keiter Montero, Drew Summers, Andrew Anderson, Kyle Finnegan combined for just one hit yesterday.
Wow.
Kenley Jensen came in and shut the door for the Tigers. Howie Lee hit a three-run homer for the Tigers, and they win 5-1. Okay. So that's great news. Also, good news on the Rocket Classic front. Jordan Spieth coming to Detroit for the first time.
Big time.
To play in this tournament. Yeah, and that... This list is, I think, by far the best field that we've had.
Going out with a bang. They're going out with a bang.
They are going out with a bang. Cameron Young, Russell Henley, both top five players in the world. Wyndham Clark, a top 10 player, just won the 2026 U.S. Open. Xander Schauffele, J.J. Spawn. I mean, Hideki Matsuyama, Akshay Bhatia. This is a nice field. It's a nice field.
Yeah, nice.
So this is going to be a good year to get down to Detroit Golf Club to catch some of these golfers.